Welcome to Ceres Learns at Home, hosted by Ceres Unified School District Superintendent Scott Siegel. This weekly Q&A covers distance learning and other topics related to school closures for the remainder of the 2019-2020 school year. To ask a question for a future episode, email communications@ceres.k12.ca.us. Now your host, Dr. Scott Siegel.
Hello and welcome to episode 7 of Ceres Learns at Home. This episode is all about the Ceres Unified School District class of 2020. Our graduating seniors who have watched the plans and expectations they had for their senior year change dramatically amid COVID-19 school closures. I'm pleased to be joined by my guest today, Assistant Superintendent of Educational Services, Dr. Amy Peterman.
Hello, everyone.
And our college transition learning directors from Central Valley High School, Jennifer Meisner.
Hi there, everyone.
And from Ceres High School, Daisy Salinas.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. I think it goes without saying that seniors have certain expectations for their final year of school. Prom, senior trip, award ceremonies, yearbook signings, and of course, graduation. For the class of 2020, much of that didn't happen, or at least it looks vastly different than what they might have envisioned. Add to that the uncertainty and anxiety over what comes next. College looks different. The job market has turned upside down from what it was just a few months ago. It's been a lot for our students and families, especially our seniors, to take in a very short period of time. Daisy, Jen, you work directly with our seniors in your roles as learning directors, and Dr. Peterman, I know you're the parent of a Ceres student who is graduating this year. In general, how is the class of 2020 responding to this crisis? And more importantly, what are our schools and school district doing to help keep them encouraged and moving forward toward their goals?
I think they're doing as good as can be expected. They're doing a good job of rolling with the punches and accommodating whatever it is that we ask of them. Some students have taken on new roles in their lives that they didn't expect to, such as being childcare providers during the day while parents are at work, or some taking on extra roles in a work capacity because they're having to provide for their families while some of their parents have lost income. I'm an adult, and some days I have a hard time grappling with what's going on. So to look at them and to see how flexible they're being with getting work in and making sure that school is still a top priority, I think they're doing great. With regards to what's being provided by this school, our teachers are definitely there to support them. We are using Screencastify to post lessons. Zoom classroom sessions are being offered. We have the technology support where students can come in and pick up a hotspot if their internet is down or if they've had to cancel internet because of change of income. They are able to trade in Chromebooks and get those updated if theirs is not working for some reason. And I know that our teachers are going above and beyond to support and encourage them to complete their classes so that our students can go on to the next stage of their life, which is to move on to college for the most part of our group of students.
In addition, us as learning directors, we're also offering weekly Zoom check-ins with our students. We're sending out communication to our parents and our students through Parent Square, Google Classroom, and through text messages. During these times, it may be very difficult for some of our students to stay motivated. So we make an effort to reach out to our students individually. We're making those personal phone calls to families, and we're offering individualized support to ensure that their needs are met, not only academically, but also socially and emotionally. We have something called Wellness Wednesdays, where student support specialists provide tips and activities for our students via social media, allowing our students to engage and share with one another, which has led to positive interactions.
Something else that we're really working on at both of our sites is our social media campaign, trying to get out there and reach out to students and parents through our Instagram accounts, highlighting seniors for where they're going to college, scholarship information, posting the different workshops that both Daisy and I host for our students on Zoom. So just really trying to put out there to the parents and the families that we're available to them and we are here to support them.
As Jen stated, we've highlighted our seniors by posting their accomplishments. We posted senior spotlights. We posted teachers' graduation pictures featuring where they're going off to college to inspire and encourage our students to pursue their goals. What has been the most heartwarming is to see our students supporting each other. They're communicating on each other's pictures and interacting positively. So if you haven't already, make sure to follow us at CHS Bulldog Pride
and at CV Hawk Nation.
The only other thing I would add is that I am a parent of a Ceres graduating senior this year, and so I've seen up close and personal what the impact has been on the class of 2020. And I have to say, they are a resilient bunch, and it has been really fun seeing them take advantage of the different ways to celebrate this accomplishment rather than getting mired down in all of the things that they're missing. We know that this is not how any of them envisioned their senior year ending, but I really feel like they're truly making the most of it.
Amy, that brings me to my next topic, which was one of the big questions on the minds of our seniors and their families at the beginning of this crisis. What about graduations? In Ceres Unified, we held off on making a final decision about that as long as we could in the hope that restrictions would lift in time for traditional ceremonies in June or even later in the summer. When it became clear that wasn't going to happen, we came up with a plan that is close to those traditional ceremonies as we can get for now. Jen, Daisy, what was it like bringing in students in small, socially distanced groups to film the virtual ceremonies the families will see next week, and how will they access those videos?
Central Valley and Ceres High kicked off their celebration with the distribution of caps and gowns. Students, along with their families, drove by to pick up their cap and gown and their yard signs. We were so excited to see our students come through with their families, their smiles, and the excitement that the cap and gown distribution brought led to more excitement to how virtual graduation was going to be. Not only was it great to see the smiles of our students, but it was also really nice to see the smiles of our teachers supporting our seniors. Our teachers joined the celebration. They socially distanced themselves, holding signs and cheering our students on as they drove by. It was such a great experience to witness.
Once students picked up their caps and gowns a few days later for each of the schools, they were to report over to the school for a virtual graduation, where we tried to make the experience as fun as possible. We had signs, music playing. Students did have to line up 6 feet apart because that's our new normal, but they did it and they took it with a grain of salt. They followed our directions and they came marching in one by one to the gym, where they got to walk across the stage, which I think is the ultimate goal, was to have them at least have the opportunity to walk the stage. So our admin staff was there to watch them. We were excited to see them. We tried to cheer them on as much as possible to make it a fun day because it's the only day that they have right now. And so we tried to make that as exciting for them as we could. At the end of the ceremony, students walked in to get a professional photograph taken in their cap and gown. So students have been emailed that photograph by our tech department at their Ceres USD email account. So that has already been done. So students should be able to access those in their email account, as well as the Ceres Unified fantastic tech department is putting together the final touches on all of the videos that they recorded for their graduation ceremonies. And those will be pushed out on social media as well as through Parent Square with a link to YouTube. I know that both high schools are going to be kind of working some excitement up to the beginning of the actual live showing because they will not post until the day and the time of graduation. So for Central Valley, that is June 5th at 7:30. And Ceres High is June 4th at 7:30.
Thank you. I know we're all looking forward quite a bit to seeing those videos. Over the next couple of weeks, students will be returning materials that belong to the schools and picking up personal items they may have left at school. What does that process look like for seniors?
For Ceres High, our seniors are scheduled to come on campus June 1st. In order to maintain social distancing, they've been assigned to a specific time according to their last name. All details have been posted on Google Classroom and a Parent Square was sent out, but we will continue to send out communication this week. To minimize contact, we ask that students come on campus alone. You're still able to get dropped off by your parents, but once you come on campus, please come alone. We will process your check-in as quickly as possible. Please make sure to bring any school materials that were checked out to you, such as Chromebooks, library books, and PE lockers. You will also have an opportunity to pay any outstanding fees.
And at Central Valley, we're doing much of the same that Ceres High is doing. We, however, started on the 26th, and we will continue through tomorrow, so that's Friday. Any student who missed their appointment time is welcome to come on Friday to turn in any of the materials that they still have with them. One of the most exciting things we're doing for seniors is allowing them to take a Chromebook for college. So students can turn in the Chromebook that they have used this year, and will be given a Chromebook they can have forever. It's theirs to keep as a gift from Ceres Unified.
That Chromebook program sounds fantastic. Information went out to our families about a week and a half ago about grading for the spring semester. As we know, not all of our students were able to engage in their learning as fully as they would have liked through in-person instruction, and the state has been clear that students should be held harmless for the impact of the school closures on grades. For our listeners who may not be familiar with the spring grading policy for high school students, please fill us in.
Yes, because high school students need transcript grades for college and to prove that they met minimum graduation requirements, all high school students will receive a report card with a combination of grades and possibly credit, no credit marks. So for example, if a student earns an A in a class, the report card will report that that student earned an A on their transcript. If a student earns a B, students will be given the choice as to whether or not they want that reported as a B or they want it reported as credit. So the advantage of choosing a B over credit for a course would really be for advanced placement students where the B really is weighted as an A. For students who receive a C or D in a class, the report card will read credit on that transcript. And for students who fail their courses, the report card will read no credit. And those students will need to work with their learning director on developing a plan to ensure that they are able to acquire those credits over summer.
Amy, how would that credit recovery process look?
Because we're not able to bring students onto campus for instruction at this point in time, all of our credit recovery options will be through distance learning. So again, learning directors at the high schools will be able to help students sign up for the courses that they need. It's very important for students to make sure that they do that so that they can receive their high school diploma by the end of the summer. That's a very critical step for students who struggled this spring.
Jen, Daisy, normally this time of year, the high schools would be holding award ceremonies where graduating seniors receive any scholarships coming their way. How is that all being handled this year?
At Central Valley, Michelle Parrish, our 12th grade learning director, and I were able to connect with every student who applied to the local scholarship program who was awarded a scholarship. So we made phone calls home to each of those students and got the excitement of sharing with them that they received a scholarship, which was really actually kind of fun because they were surprised and some of them still sleeping when we talked to them. So they got to wake up to the good news of receiving some money for college, which was amazing. So we called them, we told them about their award, and we also asked them to submit a picture for our Instagram account in which we will highlight them on our site saying that they received X, Y, and Z scholarship, not notating the amounts, but just the scholarship, and to honor them in that way, as well as they will receive their certificate and directions on how to collect their money when they pick up their diplomas. And we have not announced a date for the diploma pickup yet, but we will definitely be getting that out soon.
For Ceres High, scholarship recipients are being notified personally by our principal. In our efforts to minimize the hardship on families and the number of times students come on campus, students will pick up their scholarships on June 1st, which is during our material collection day. When students finish up with their material collection, they'll be directed to our scholarship booth. We know students have worked so hard to submit their scholarship applications, and since we cannot host an awards assembly, we still want to honor their hard work. Students will have a moment of celebration where students can pick up their scholarship certificate, take a quick selfie at our picture of photo booth, and grab a sweet treat to go.
Okay, so switching now over to what's happening for our students next year, Daisy and Jen, much of the work you normally do this time of year in your roles as college transition learning directors has to do with helping students prepare to start college in the fall, helping them with forms or documents their colleges need, registration for classes, financial aid, things of that sort. What does that look like with students not on campus, and what kind of help is available, and how can students connect with you while schools are closed during the summer?
Both Jen and I have been offering support as we normally would. However, it does look a bit differently since we're all doing everything remotely. We've gotten really creative, though, with ways to support and guide our students. We're hosting weekly Zoom check-ins, Zoom workshops on various topics related to college next steps, such as financial aid award letters, housing, and to-do items. We collaborate with college reps from MJC and UC and the CSU system. They update us on important deadlines and any changes that are coming up. And because we have great relationships with them, they've also offered Zoom sessions to only our students, which has been really awesome. We also offer virtual campus tours, Zoom Q&A sessions. We host parent Zoom evening workshops. We're available to our students and our families via email or Signovine, which is our text messaging platform. We also offer individual appointments to our students and our families. We address individual needs, such as maybe they need help explaining their financial aid award, or maybe there's some family hardships, or maybe they don't understand some of their to-do items. We connect our families with resources. And we're constantly posting reminders, announcements, and tips on Google Classroom and social media.
Everything that Daisy just described is the same services that we'll be offering over the summer. Personal appointments, Zoom meetings, family meetings, everything that we do during the school year will be offered throughout our summer as well. A main tool that we use to communicate with students over the summer is Signovine, our text messaging program. Once we receive responses from the senior survey, which was sent out and we've been collecting, we break students up into groups. For example, CSU, UC, Community College. And even more than that, we break them down by the university that they are attending so that we can reach out specifically to those groups of students with reminders, things that are happening on their campus, a reminder to pay their enrollment deposit or to pay their orientation fees, which are coming due for Stan State, I know off the top of my head. So all of those things we will work on over the summer with our students and provide support in that way. And again, Signovine is a great way for us to communicate with those groups of students specifically. The best part about Signovine is that students can respond to us. So in addition to sending us an email, they can get a quick answer. So they send in a message, what day is the deposit due for Stanislaus again? And we can quickly respond the 31st at 5 p.m. So we are kind of like their college Google.
Okay, well, let me Google something else for you then. Speaking of college, there's been a lot of reports in the news about what's college going to look like next fall. What can you tell us about that, and what advice do you have for students to help them succeed in a college environment that may be largely digital, and how to succeed in college in general?
I know some students are feeling disappointed as they were looking forward to their college experience and being on campus. But continue with your goals, stay positive, the spring semester will be here before you know it, and you'll have many years ahead of you to experience college. But meanwhile, make the best out of it. Just because you're not on campus doesn't mean you can't be involved. Stay connected with your college, join their social media page, participate in their virtual activities, connect with peers, and host Zoom study sessions. Remote learning may be challenging for some students, so if that's your case, then be strategic with how many classes you commit to. We want you to be successful, so don't take more than you can handle. Because this semester will present its own challenges, be mindful of other commitments that you currently have. Maybe you're working full-time or you're supporting your family. Something else to consider when selecting your classes, if you're currently struggling with certain subjects, then don't take them online and wait for future semesters where you have that face-to-face interaction with your professor. Remote learning requires a lot of independence and self-discipline. So do what works best for you to stay motivated, whether that be, you know, buying a planner or using your phone to put reminders and deadlines. Try your very best not to procrastinate, as it can lead to stress and anxiety. But most importantly, don't be afraid to reach out for support. If you're struggling academically, contact your professor. They're available to support you and ensure that you are successful in your class. And of course, you do have us.
As Daisy mentioned, we'll definitely be available over the summer for helping our students. We plan to hold workshops on purchasing textbooks and making the right decisions as to whether to rent or to purchase, as well as help with registering for classes, whether that's at MJC or changing schedules once you've made one with your CSU Stanislaus orientation. The different things that come up, we will definitely offer resources and time to meet with students. We will have to get a little bit creative, though. A lot of the stuff that we used to do would be in a person-to-person environment. And if we can't sit with you to make a phone call to the financial aid office, we will definitely help you to create the email that you need to send to the financial aid office while also teaching you what it takes and what should be included in your next email so that you become an independent learner as a college student. Because our main goal is to work with our students to the point where they know how to go in and get the answers to the questions on their own. We're building them up to be independent thinkers.
Thank you both. One of the silver linings of this whole situation has been the outpouring of support from our series community and beyond for the class of 2020, It's been heartwarming to see signs and banners around town, encouraging videos and Adopt a Senior pages on social media. What are some of the ways that you've seen our community rallying to celebrate the class of 2020, and what can families do to support their graduates?
Dr. Siegel, I think you mentioned most of the things that our community is doing, which has been outpouring of support for our seniors. I know specifically the Adopt a Senior campaign that's happening on Facebook has been very moving for a lot of our seniors. They've gotten small gifts from people throughout the community, and I know that's really heartwarming. More importantly, you asked about what can families do to encourage their students. And at this point, I think that everyone's a little disheartened. It's sad to see that they're not going to report to a fall semester in person. Community College, CSU have both said that they will continue with an online format. And for some of our kids, that's very scary. There's an uncertainty about it. For some of our kids, lack of confidence in their ability to do well in those venues. And so I think it's really important for our parents to support and encourage their students to move forward and continue on with their education. As Daisy mentioned, maybe it's not that you take 12 units if you think you can't handle it, or if it's that you don't take math this semester and you wait and do that in the spring because that's an in-person class for you and you struggle in math. It's important that our parents are supporting their student in continuing their endeavors. We don't want to see students sit stagnant and not make progress in their education that they've worked so hard for to get to this moment, that they continue on and they persevere.
And for first-generation families, if you're not quite sure how to support your senior with the college transition process, that's why we're here. Please reach out for support. We're available throughout the summer and into the first semester of college to answer any of your questions. We're willing to offer individual Zoom sessions to meet your needs.
Great. Before we wrap up this episode about our class of 2020, would any of you like to share advice or a personal message for our graduating seniors?
Well, I would just say to the class of 2020, this has definitely been a memorable spring. We will always remember you as a class and will always admire you for the perseverance that you've shown and how you have made the best of a very difficult situation. And we in Ceres Unified will never forget you for that.
Congratulations to the class of 2020. We are proud of your hard work and dedication and wish you the best in your future endeavors. Stay positive and motivated. Don't give up on your goals. Remember, you're not alone. We're only a text message away if you need any support. You got this.
Congratulations to class of 2020. You guys have worked through something that no one in this world has seen, and you rocked it. You are persevering. You're heading off to your colleges, to the military, to take care of business, and I couldn't be more proud to work at Central Valley High School with all of you. You're amazing, and I look forward to seeing all the great things that you accomplish with your lives. Best of luck to everyone, and don't forget, we're just a text message away, just like Miss Selena said.
Thank you, and I'll add my own 2 cents here, and that is to give the same advice to start with that I give my own daughter, who is a graduating college senior this year. And that is to focus on what you have and not what you've lost. Sometimes she gets down about not being able to go to a graduation ceremony or that her job is not panning out quite the way she had envisioned it. But she has a job and she did graduate and she needs to focus on what she has instead of what she's lost. So I'd say the same thing to all of you seniors out there. Focus on what you have, not what you've lost. And also understand this. The economy is going to get better. We're going to get through this, and you're going to be emerging from college or whatever path you've gone to get ready for a career at a great time when the economy starts booming again. That actually is a good thing. So good luck to everybody, and I want to thank Amy, Daisy, and Jen for being here. Thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Join us next week for our final episode of Ceres Learns at Home on Thursday, June 4th, when Deputy Superintendent Dr. Denise Wickham joins me to talk about what we can expect going forward.